And Jim's finger on the pulse is something to take note of and respect. He's a great asset to Northern Nevada, including us.
Anyone else?
Hearing
none, we'll go ahead and move on now to item number 15. This was voted on and approved to move it to the January 19th, 2016 agenda. Special Counsel Morse has asked that we go ahead and open it up for any discussion, if anybody has anything on this item before we move on. Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is under Community Development and Planning. This is discussion only, item number 16. Presentation by planning staff on the status of the comprehensive update to the Story County Master Plan. The presentation is provided pursuant to Story County Code Title 16A and 17A, establishing minimum interim requirements for subdivision map approvals and limiting master plan amendments for approval of planned unit developments during the master plan approval process and providing for other properly related matters. Mr. Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, I know you've heard me talk about the master plan for many years now, and so this is an update in, not just in accordance with giving you an update, but in accordance with the title that you just read. So an update of what the progress of the master plan update really is as follows. We've been working on it for 3 years. In fact, I've been working on it for 5 years, but most of the real rubber on the ground has been in the last 3 years. That includes workshops, and includes writing text, hearing what people have to say about the text, and then conducting more workshops. Workshops typically started off in the communities, all of them, in the county, including Mark Twain, Lockwood, Virginia City, Virginia City Highlands, on what do you want for your communities. We did a little bit of a SWOT analysis, the strengths and weaknesses and external threats and strengths for each of the communities and then as a county at large, and those included that are internal and external. And working with the community members, we had received their comments on those things. Going back to the office, taking that information and turning it into narrative text, turning it into maps, and then ultimately turning it into draft goals, objectives, and policies for each of these communities with regard to all land use items, most particularly land use, population, housing and transportation, and economic development, natural resources, mining culture, facilities, and public lands. I had also worked with the Planning Commission in these workshops. I conducted workshops outside of the Planning Commission. I have visited with the Virginia City Highlands Property Owners Association and the Highlands Ranches 10 Acres. I met with the Lockwood community, the Mark Twain community, and the school district. So December 8th is the next step. I'm going to meet with the school district board, and I'm going to talk about another presentation on population and how that translates to trends that are being seen with student population, what existed in the past and what exists or may exist in the future. I had provided this presentation already to the school board, but there's a new board or a substantial number of new members, so they will need an update on that. And then I'm going to ask the school board, in addition to the questions I've already asked of one board president and the superintendent, on what kind of things would you like to see in our schools in the future. For example, Painted Rock being a regional school, a STEM center, a vocation education school, maybe even a post-secondary school, and maybe doing a similar type of thing in Mark Twain that has already been discussed in the master plan drafts. So at this point, the status is Jason and I have been working extremely hard on getting the core meat chapters done. That's land use. That's really your meat chapter. That's telling you what your area is, what the goals and objectives of policies are for the future for all of your communities, and then those supporting documents with the data, the population, the housing, and the transportation. Next coming, we'll be getting the economic development chapter up and running. I've been working, and Jason has as well, with EDON on some possible text that would take us into the future in a certain way that would work with our mission. Natural resources, mining culture, and actually the three of those will kind of go together, and identifying public facilities now and in the future, and interfacing in public lands and working with the BLM. So at this point, we believe that we're almost on track for getting it completed within a reasonable period of time. We do believe it'll be about another 6 or 7 months for us to complete those final chapters and then go through the final hearings, the roadshows, and this board as well.
Anyone have any questions for us on this?
Not at this time. I kind of am keeping close track while going to the planning commission meetings and to your town hall meeting. It looks like you're on track.
He doesn't have to recite it from notes either, because he has recited it so many times. So do you want to have any questions, discussion? All right.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and move along now.
I had one question. You said December 8th.
Too late. I might go to the school board and give a presentation to them, yes. And then get some feedback from them. Also, the next planning commission meeting will be another workshop. I should note that this is a standing item on every agenda of the planning commission. And we do discuss it at every meeting.
Anyone else? All right, moving along now to item number 17. This is discussion on possible action. Approve first reading of Ordinance 15-270, an ordinance extending interim development regulations affecting Title 16 and 17 of the Story County Code by extending through June 30th, 2016. Title 16A, establishing minimum interim requirements for subdivision map approvals, and Title 17A, by limiting master plan amendments for approval of planned unit developments during the master plan approval process, and providing for other properly related matters. The moratorium on subdivisions and planned unit development will be in effect until the comprehensive update to the Story County Master Plan is adopted on July 1st, 2016, whichever comes first.
Mr. Osborne. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. I want to remind us this is first reading at this point, so there's typically not a lot of discussion and certainly no action. I'll be happy to give you a very brief update of why we're here. This is a temporary moratorium on planning and developments and subdivisions of five parcels or more, and this will provide us time to complete the master plan. In December, this moratorium was put in place for a year to allow this process to occur. As I stated in the prior chapter, we need about six more months to complete the plan. It does not affect building permits, parcel maps, meaning four or less parcels, special use permits, variances, lot consolidations, and other types of planning matters. And the current one expires on December 18th, and the request would be to extend it to July 1st, 16, or completion of the master plan, which comes first. And again, this is first reading.
And with that as the first reading, I think in the way that the chair had read it into the record, he actually did read the title, so that would constitute the first reading of the ordinance or statute ordinance.
Sure. Okay, so Jack, do you have any questions on this? Okay.
Okay. I guess, well, I'll just comment, I guess. So basically, the moratorium on building lasts till December 18th, but you're kind of basically extending another 6 months.
That's it. This is an extension of the existing one, correct?
And for clarity, that is that subdivisions are planned unit developments. So we don't really have anything in the works anyway.
No, we don't. And a subdivision under NRS is just a division of land in five or more parcels. So somebody could still do a small if they want to divide their parcel for husband and wife or whatever it is.
So basically, there's a moratorium in effect right now. He's just asking for a six-month extension, giving them time to wrap up the master plan. So they should both come in at the same time.
There's nobody waiting in the wings to speak of. Am I correct?
I don't have any applications on my desk.
Thank you.
And I'd keep in mind the 6 months is the outside date. You know, if we get one, this, you know, will give us opportunity, I think, to really, you know, keep focused on the drive to get the master plan done, because it's whichever of those events occur first that the moratorium's on.
So. I think also to recap, this is just the first reading. So we'll revisit this in December.
December the 1st, I believe, is the next scheduled meeting.
Yes.
Any public comment on this item? So at this time, I'm looking for a motion to approve the first reading of Ordinance 15-270.
Do you want to read the entire section, or may I just simply say that I will approve the motion?
I think so. I read it in its entirety, so.
I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second the motion to approve the first reading of the Ordinance 15-270.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the first reading of Ordinance 15-270. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, moving along now to item number 18, discussion of possible action. This has been asked to be continued until January the 19th, 2016. Since we have it up here, does anybody have any public comment on this before we move on? Hearing none, we'll move on now to item number 19. This is possible action, licensing board second readings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Haymore dropped off their letter. I'm going to read to you the two that they're recommending we continue while we continue to work through the process. They're recommending we continue item S, as it appears on your agenda for Buy Nutraceuticals, Inc., and also that we continue item U, Rich Doss, Inc.
All right, Commissioner, if I can get a motion to continue item S and item U.